Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. Do you need it or do you want it? You may want ice cream, but what you need is nutritional food. The need is logical, the want is emotional. And when these two things are in your head, which one is winning? I would say it's the emotional response. You want something and then you rationalize it in order to make it sound like that you need it. It seldom works the other way around. And the same goes for if you're explaining to your customer that this is what you need. That's not what they want. They just want the quick results, they want the quick wins, or they want to do something. Maybe they don't understand, maybe they don't see, or whatever the reason, they just don't get it. That in order to get what they want, they need a thing. What are you offering? But there's a gap. You're talking about the need. They're talking about the want. But because the want is something which gets the emotional response, they understand the want, they may not understand, they don't probably know, or they don't want to hear about the need. You're not getting your sales done. So if you package your stuff, your marketing, sales, your product around the need, and you're not getting respond from your target market, have you checked whether they actually say something else? They're talking about the wants, things they want. And you're like, yeah, but that's what I mean. That's exactly the product. No, it's not. If you're not talking about in their language, if you're not talking about the what, the want, it's not the same thing. Even though you could package maybe the need into the discourse of the want. And if you do that, you may start to get a positive response from the market. People actually buying. Because you are talking in their terms. You are responding to their want in disguise. Also giving them their need.